I always enjoy dealing with a man possessing a well-developed sense of self-worth. It was my turn to show my teeth in a smile. Slugging matches aren't your style, Lara. If you play this situation right, it will further your reputation and influence. Why jeopardize that by throwing down with me? She said, her eyes wandering over me. She idly smoothed her skirt with one hand, instantly drawing my eyes to the pale length of thigh showing through the torn seam. Trickles of blood from her wounds slithered lovingly over smooth flesh. I wonder, occasionally, what it might be like to throw down with you, Dresden, to go to the mat. I wonder what might happen. I licked my lips and jerked my eyes away with an effort incapable of speech. Do you know how to really control someone, Harry? She asked, her voice a low purr. I cleared my throat and rasped, How? Her pale gray eyes were huge and deep. Give them what they want. Give them what they need. Give them what no one else can give. If you can do that, they'll come back to you again and again. She leaned down close and whispered in my ear, I know what I can give you, Harry. Shall I tell you? I swallowed and nodded, not daring to look at her. Surcease, she breathed into my ear. I can make it stop hurting, wizard. I can take away the pains of the body, of the mind, of the heart. For a little time, I could give you something no one else can. Freedom from your burdens of responsibility and conscience. She leaned even closer until I could feel the coolness of the air around her lips. Sweet Dresden, I could give you peace. Imagine closing your eyes with no worries, no pain, no fears, no regrets, no appetites, and no guilt. Only quiet and darkness and stillness and my flesh against yours. I shivered. I couldn't stop myself. I can give you that, Lara said, her lips slinking into a smile. You wear your pain like a suit of armor, but one day it will be too heavy to bear. And you'll remember this moment, and you'll know who can give you what you need. She let out a small, sensual sigh. I don't require more food, Dresden. I have that in plenty. But a partner. You and I could do much together that we could not alone.
Sounds swell, I croaked, barely able to get the words out. Maybe we'll start with getting Thomas back.
She straightened her spine and leaned back from me, her beautiful pale face full of lust and hunger. She closed her eyes and stretched a little in place, the way cats sometimes will. It was a mind-numbing display of lithe femininity. She nodded slowly, then rose and regarded me with her usual cool detachment. You're right, of course. Business first. You want me to help you.
I want you to help yourself, I said. We've both got the same problem.
And that would be? She asked.
Traitors within the organization, I said, inciting conflict and destabilizing the balance of power.
She arched a raven-black eyebrow. The warden is innocent?
Only if I can find the guy who set him up.
You think there's a connection between your traitor and the Skinwalker?
And another connection that led me here, I said. One of your folk paid that lawyer and rewired her head.
Lara's mouth twisted with distaste. If that's true, then someone was hideously gauche. One never leaves such obvious and overt blocks behind, and especially not in a contact only one layer removed. Such things call too much attention to themselves.
So, I said, a white court vampire who is gauche, overt, impatient. Oh, and who did not show up to defend the homestead when the Skinwalker broke in, and who Thomas recently beat and humiliated in public.
Madeline, Lara murmured.
Madeline, I said. I think whoever is pulling the strings on this operation is using her. I think we need to find her and follow the strings back to the puppeteer.
How?